Jason.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. We start with two songs from 1979 and one from 1981. The first of the 1979 songs is by the Crusaders, Night Faces. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Earl Klugh with Twinkle from Crazy for You in 1981. Featuring Greg Fillinganes on the electric piano, the synthesizers, and he arranged the song, as well as Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson on bass. Before that, the Crusaders with Night Faces from Street Life in 1979. Wilton Felder played alto sax on that as opposed to the usual tenor. Let's Stay in 1979 with George Benson from his Living Inside Your Love album, as in Living Inside Your Love, Earl Klugh's album, and Earl is on the title track, but he's not on this song, Prelude to Fall. You know, summer. .1 FM and WCWP.org. George Benson with Prelude to Fall from Living Inside Your Love in 1979. Written by Ronnie Foster, who played piano on that. He had the big solo in the middle of the song. Pops Popwell, who by this time was no longer with the Crusaders, on bass. Mike Manieri was the conductor and orchestrator, and he played the vibraphone. Phil Upchurch played the rhythm guitar. Lyle Mays is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
It's 1969.
It's all online at WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's a happy song with a deceptive title, Chorinho, Little Cry or Lament in Portuguese by Lyle Mays. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Richard Elliott with Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do. Although the liner notes for Troll Town in 1986 call it That's What I'm Going to Do. And of course, that is a cover of a song popularized by Aretha Franklin. Richard's version had his old Tower of Power buddies playing the horns. Tom Kellogg played keyboards. Before that, Lyle Mays playing only keyboards. There were no other instruments on Chorinho, which means little cry or lament in Portuguese, but it's a happy song with a happy rhythm, and that's on Lyle's Street Dreams album in 1988. Next, it's a pair of songs from 1992, starting with Kid Gloves by Larry Carlton.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
Grand. Kenny G with G-Bop here on Instrumental Invasion from Breathless in 1992. Written by Kenny, along with Dan Shea and Walter Afanasieff. Dan played the keyboards, rhythm programming, and synth bass. Walter played additional keyboards, Dean Parks on guitar, and Paulinho da Costa, as we continue the Brazilian connection, on percussion. Before that, another 1992 song, Larry Carlton with Kid Gloves from Kid Gloves. Well, we heard Kenny G's G-Bop. Alison Brown has her own G-Bop to lead off the next segment here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamir.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguardo
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
In the last segment, we had Kenny G's hyphenated G-bop, and now here's Allison Brown's non-hyphenated G-bop. FM and WCWP.org. Bob James with Swing Set from Joyride in 1999. Written by Bob and by Chuck Loeb, who played the guitars, keyboards, and drum programming. Bob was on piano and additional keyboards, and David Mann on flute. A decade later, Bob and Chuck would be together in the band 4Play, who we'll hear next hour before Chuck joined. Before we heard Bob, we heard Allison Brown with G-Bop from Quartet in 1996. And unlike Kenny G's G-Bop, which was named after him, this G-Bop is in the key of G. And the album is called Quartet because it's the quartet of Allison Brown on banjo, John R. Burr on piano, Allison's husband Gary West on bass, and Rick Reed on drums. We'll wrap up hour one with J. Rowe, but first here's Dave Koz with Honey Dipped.
If you're listening to this radio station, it means you like good music.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Laugh Out Loud by J. Rowe from Laugh Out Loud in 2001, featuring Ron Lawrence on guitar. Before that, Dave Koz with Honey Dipped. I personally prefer chocolate or peanut butter dipped, but Honey Dipped is from Saxophonic in 2003. Dave wrote that with Jeff Lorber, who played the Wurlitzer, clavinet, guitar, and additional keyboards. Tony Maiden also played guitar, but the guitar solos went to Norman Brown. Hour two begins with Bass Guitar by Julian Vaughn. From his Supreme album, this is Strut, featuring Ollie Silk on piano. FM and WCWP.org. This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. Or at least it would be if my Italian ancestors didn't give in to people whom pronounced it Shimeri. So now it's Mike Shimeri. Special effects with Wake Up from All Stars in 2020, featuring Nelson Rangel on alto sax, flute, and piccolo. And before that, Julian Vaughn with Strut from Supreme in 2019, featuring Ollie Silk on piano. That song was reminiscent of Bass Man by the late Wayman Tisdale. Now here's Julian's uncle, Nick Colleone, with a cover of Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, The Closer I Get to You. FM and WCWP.org. Paula Atherton with You Got It from Shake It in 2018. Paula wrote that with Bill Heller, who's responsible for the keyboards and the programming. And before that, Nick Colleone with a cover of Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, The Closer I Get to You, from Finger Painting in 2020. The rhythm and arrangement are the responsibility of Chris Big Dog Davis. The Sax Pack will lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Stay with us.
Take WCWP with you wherever you go.
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Instrumental Invasion continues with the terrific trio of Jeff Koshua, Steve Cole, and Kim Waters. They are the Sax Pack, and this is from their 2015 album Power of Three, which is a double entendre because they're a trio and it's their third album. And the song is called Sooner or Later, as in sooner or later, we're going to work on that third album 6 years after the second one. FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with a cover of Glen Campbell, a song written by Jimmy Webb, Wichita Lineman from The Test of Time in 2012. Glen recorded that song with the Wrecking Crew, at least that's what Hal Blaine called them. Carol Kay says they were the Click, but Ken recorded that all by himself. And that's what The Test of Time is. It's solo guitar covers of songs that have stood the test of time. Before that, the Sax Pack with Sooner or Later from Power of Three in 2015. The Sax Pack is made up of Jeff Koshua, Steve Cole, and Kim Waters. And if you know what they sound like, then you know who was playing at different parts of that song. Kim Waters is the easiest to pick out because he was the only one playing alto. Jeff and Steve were on tenor. Now here's the quartet of Bob James on piano, Nathan East on bass, Larry Carlton on guitar, and Harvey Mason on drums. At least in 2008, this is 4Play, and from their Energy album, Ultralight. FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Will's Chill, a tribute to Will I Am from Earthglow in 2010, featuring Jeff Koshua, who you heard earlier with the Sax Pack, on tenor sax. Before that, 4Play with Ultralight from Energy in 2008. Herb Alpert is coming up next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show.
Every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on 88.1 FM or WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, here's Herb Alpert with Skinny Dip. FM and WCWP.org. Scott Wilkie with, more Portuguese, Ainda Lembro, Still Remembering, a Marisa Monte cover from Brazil in 2019. The players on that album were Scott Wilkie, Jimmy Haslip, Kleber George, and Jeff Olson. Before that, another 2019 song, Herb Alpert with Skinny Dip from Over the Rainbow. More Today Than Yesterday was never covered by Herb's Tijuana Brass, but it could have been because it came out during its time, 1969, by Spiral Staircase. Dave Koz and friends are covering it now. More Today Than Yesterday. FM and WCWP.org. Dave Koz and friends with More Today Than Yesterday, a Spiral Staircase cover from Summer Horns 2 from A to Z in 2018. The Summer Horns were Dave Koz, Gerald Albright, Richard Elliott, Rick Braun, and Aubrey Logan. One more song to go, and it's by Brian Culbertson from his 20 album in Roman numerals, released in 2020, Get Up, featuring Byron Mr. Talkbox Chambers on the talkbox and Marcus Anderson on the lead alto and tenor saxophones. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Get Up by Brian Culbertson takes us out. So long.